freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, freedom of worship, freedom from search and seizure. This great legacy does not run on automatically. Each generation has got to refurbish it, to re-cherish it, to reactivate it. And it requires leadership to do this. And right now, it is more important than ever. For as we near the bicentennial of that great experiment, we want to ask ourselves whether those great liberties are still secure, whether we are not watching actions by those elected in high office not consistent with the ideals and principles of our republic, not faithful to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and whether it isn't particularly necessary right now, when the 50th class of this university is going out to take its active part in making democracy work. This challenge is not as crucial as ever. And that if we want to continue to have this not only the land that we love, which we shall always continue to love, but that we should also want to continue to respect and admire, we've got to take active steps, an active interest, and active participation to make democracy work. It's the eternal challenge. It'll never be old. It'll ever be current. And now is the time when we must carry on. Thank you.
That was Dr. Ernest Greening, formerly a senator for the state of Alaska and former governor of the territory of Alaska. The benediction will now be given by Reverend William Pritchard.
Together for the benediction, let us bow our heads. Merciful and gracious God, it is our fervent prayer that the high idealism that has been brought forth at this occasion may permeate those who come into this institution and who go out into this world of men. We ask thy special blessing and thy benediction upon Ernest Greening and his wife and his family, and upon the youth who study in this university and who will study here. Amen.
Thank you so much for your very generous remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Well,
thanks so much. You know, while you're here, if you'd like to get a tour of that building, we probably...
This is Pam Buckway. This afternoon, we're in the Regent's Great Hall at the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. The occasion was the dedication of the new Ernest Greening Building, a massive eight-story concrete structure designed for faculty offices and classrooms. Speaking at this afternoon's ceremonies was the Honorable William A. Egan, Governor of the State of Alaska. Governor Egan also delivered the commencement address earlier this afternoon at Patty Gymnasium on the occasion of the 50th annual commencement exercises. Governor Egan at the commencement ceremonies also received the Honorary Doctor of Laws degree. Egan was elected to the Alaska Territorial House of Representatives in 1941, and as a freshman legislator, wrote the first Statehood Referendum Act. Following service in the Alaska Territorial Guard and the United States Army Air Corps during World War II, he returned to his birthplace, Valdez, and opened a grocery store, was elected mayor, and successfully ran again for the territorial legislature. He was elected president of the Alaska Constitutional Convention in 1955 and earned unanimous acclaim for his excellent stewardship. Following the passage of statehood in 1958, he was elected the new state's first governor and is now in his third term as governor. Today's master of ceremonies for this event was William Cashin, University Marshal and recently named Director of Alumni Services and Career Planning. He will assume his new duties July 1st. Bagpipe music for the ceremonies is being provided by the Bonnie Bray Highlanders. been listening to music by the Bonnie Bray Highlanders. Today's dedication of the Ernest Greening Building took place in the Regent's Great Hall on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. This has been a KUAC Public Affairs presentation.
You are listening to KUAC College Alaska, the Interior's only FM stereo station. We have 24 minutes past the hour of 5 Alaska Daylight Savings Time.